At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Okay, it is the Lombardi Line. We welcome you in on a Thursday. I'm Patrick Maher, live from the VSiN studios here at South Point. Michael Lombardi there in Ocean City, New Jersey. How are we feeling, man? You all right?
I'm doing good, Patrick. I'm going to miss you. This is our last show together for a couple days.
We bid adieu.
Yes, but I want you to have a wonderful time. I want you to enjoy yourself and get your feet up, relax, get comfortable. Enjoy yourself. How many books do you have on schedule to read on this vacation?
It's so funny you said that. Now I'm on a Nixon kick. Michael and I were emailing back and forth about Nixon. Nixon wrote a great book about his favorite leaders or leaders throughout time, which I'll send you a link to. And I'm now, for some reason, I'm all into Richard Nixon. I watched that whole video I sent you. I'm way into it. So yeah, I've got three books I really want to read. I try to go fiction, nonfiction, and then learn something with a book each month. You know what I mean?
Nice. Well, you got a lot of time and you get to spend some time at home, so it's awesome. I hope you enjoy it.
I appreciate it. I actually just saw this, and we're going to do this during the show. So I didn't see this because it wasn't in Point Spread Weekly, but Santos sent it to me. It's Simulating the NFL Schedule by Steve Mackinnon, which was posted at vsin.com. This is tremendous. And then what I'm going to do, because he goes quarterback play, ability to pressure quarterback, and on, I'm going to take some of his tenets and then compare where you start your handicapping when it comes to simulation, because I think those type of, you know, I'm not going to give away your whole entire model, but I think some new bettors could learn how you start your handicapping. So we'll get to that in just a little bit. Please go ahead.
Well, I think this is the perfect time. We're at, you know, June 30th. We've got NBA free agency, which is going to be insane money thrown around. But from June till we get to August, you know, we're going to have training camps in July. But this is, to me, the time to do your prep work, to really study your college teams, to study your pro teams, and get prepared for the season. And that's why what we hope to do here at the Lombardi Line is to educate you as you get ready for your betting markets.
Well, in doing so, Michael Lombardi's going to have an article going up today at vsin.com. About the Browns potentially trading for Jimmy G. I enjoyed the article very much. Also, Point Spread Weekly dropped yesterday. So a couple things that stood out to me. Thule with the football contest season outline. So if you're looking to get involved in the football contest, and then Adam Burke had a really good article about some of the surprise teams in college football. So just a couple of things that stood out. One thing that stood out to me yesterday, and I've been eager to talk to you about it. So free agency gets going in the NBA tonight at 6 p.m. your time. Is this like self-awareness by James Harden all of a sudden not opting into the contract? Is he going to try to help out the team? Your 76ers, some good news. But
it sure sounds like it. Sounds like he's had a change of everything. It sounds like he's working out. Now, I haven't seen any videos of that, but it sounds like he's hired a trainer, has dedicated himself to getting in better shape, and he's going to give them the cap room to obviously sign P.J. Tucker and to then sign another mid-level exemption without going over the $154 million cap number to get the luxury tax. So be interesting to see what moves they make. And I think the plan, one thing about 6 o'clock tonight, I don't think it's going to happen right away, but you'll see whatever the plan Maury has put together, we'll see it all come to fruition.
But the providing the roster flexibility in free agency by not picking up the 47.3 mil, I was like shocked by that from Harden yesterday.
And people compared it to Westbrook. I mean, Harden knew that, you know, he has a deal awaiting him, so that's why he did it. If Westbrook wouldn't have picked up the option, he doesn't have a deal. It would have been like there would have been a parade in L.A., and people might have actually attended.
Yeah, no, you're right. But by the way, just in the East, the 76ers right now, your fourth betting favorite at plus 650. Check this out. For the championship, they're tied as your fourth betting favorite with the Bucks at plus 750. So at one book, I looked plus 650 to come out of the East, plus 750 for the 76ers to win a championship. DeJounte Murray, how about that? That was a shocker for me.
I
was shocked by it. I was very impressed by the aggressiveness of Atlanta. And Atlanta said after this postseason, they felt like they got fat and happy after the run two seasons ago, and they were going to shake it up. And, Michael, they did. This kid's 25, averaged 21-9 for the Spurs. They gave them Gallinari, and I think it was four first-rounders, some of them protected. But Trae Young and Murray in the backcourt together, that's tremendous.
Yeah, I think there's certainly a bet. Now, they're going to do something with John Collins, obviously. They're not happy with him. The trade value for him hasn't been what they think. So they're shaking up their team, there's no doubt. But my question is, what's San Antonio's plan? Where are they going?
Rebuild.
Is Pop going to go through a rebuild? I mean, that's kind of surprising, right? I mean, I couldn't see Pop doing that. You know, it's going to be a hard thing to do, but I guess maybe he will. But they're kind of – I don't – you know, one thing about – teams, I think it's important, is what's the direction? Where are we going? Like, what's the plan? I think you get fans to buy in when you explain the plan. I'm a little confused on San Antonio. I'm sure they have a plan. You know, I'm sure they do because they're really good at what they do, but I don't know what it is from my seat here in New Jersey.
Well, take a stab at how old do you think Pop is?
68.
73.
Okay.
So I think you just answered your own question. I thought he was younger too, is my point. 73. Yeah. I mean, you're up there to go into a rebuild situation.
Really are, right? I mean, like, why do you want to do that? Like, I mean, not that you want to go all in, but, you know, I mean, they've traded some pieces away that, you know, the white kid, then this kid, you know, it's like they've traded two of their good players away. I don't understand what the plan is. And I'm sure they have one because, I mean, who am I to question Peterson and RJ? I mean, those guys know what they're doing. I mean, Popovich, I'm sorry. But they know what they're doing. But I wonder what the plan is. I'm sure we'll know come 6 o'clock tonight or at least when it all gets leaked out earlier.
If you're bullish on the Hawks, by the way, they're 20-1 to win the East. They're 40-1 to win a championship, the Atlanta Hawks, after this big trade. That's behind the Pelicans. The Pelicans were 35-1. So interesting how long they are as far as the championship odds.
And it didn't move the needle? This trade didn't move the needle
for them,
huh?
Not really. I didn't check the day before, to be fair, but doesn't that seem 20-1 to come out of the East with one of the better players in the backcourt? He's just 25. Murray got buried because he was on a bad Spurs team, but he was 21-9.
You got two of the best players, and I mean, you know, Trae Young's got to play. I mean, you know, there's times where Trae Young will remind you of Steph Curry, that he could take over a game. Yep. So, you know, I think obviously they've got to handle their front court, and Gallinari's a good player, was inconsistent. I mean, he would have been for 1 year, the Spurs are going to have a ton of cap room. There's no denying it.
Yeah, and Gallinari's, 33 at this point? So the Atlanta Hawks move on. They already have three-point shooters. They could do without
him. Let me ask you this. I noticed that the Kings didn't pick up the option for Dante DiVincenzo. Like, why wouldn't they do that? Are they that good they couldn't use? The guy averaged, I think he averaged like 12 points for him down the stretch. I mean, he was actually one of their better players.
If you can explain what the Kings are doing day to day, then I can give you $1 million because they are just so upside down as an organization. You know who could use DiVincenzo? The Bucks.
Oh, yeah. I think he's either going to go back there or come to Philly. I would think the Sixers would be all over him. He's exactly what they want, a wing player who can shoot.
Super useful
and play
player.
Defense.
Super. I totally agree. It's going to be interesting. Your boy Kyrie opted in.
Of course, shocker, right? I mean, that was a shock. How about the Laker rumors that won't go away? Like, who's doing the math on this? Like, how are they going to pull that off? Sean Marks isn't an idiot to trade Kyrie for somebody. You know, like, Kyrie has no leverage now that he opted in.
And outside a wall, once they got that squared away with the buyout, there isn't a more unmovable I can't really think of a more unmovable contract in all of sport than Russell Westbrook. Like you said it perfectly. Either. The reason Harden opts out and doesn't opt into this deal because he knew that behind it is a deal waiting to be made. Westbrook opts out, the Lakers are going to throw a party. Nobody's going to sign him.
There's no deal coming for him.
No.
I mean, you know, and I don't care, you know, Darvin Hams, I don't care about what he's got up. It's just not fixable. The pieces don't work in Los Angeles. You know, we saw them do this last year. I mean, everybody got caught up with all those mid-level exemptions and free and, you know, basically minimum salary players. The team was poorly constructed. I mean, let's talk about the Knicks. I mean, what are the Knicks doing? You're going to give Brunson all that money?
Yeah, they are. They certainly are.
I mean, the Mavericks had a chance to pay Brunson during the season at $15 million a year, and they thought that was too much.
Fascinating as
now,
well.
I think that was a mistake. I think that was a mistake, but just think about that mindset. They thought that was too much at the beginning of the year. Now, all of a sudden, he's going to get 50?
Yeah. It's also fascinating what will happen with DeAndre Ayton, who's 23 years old. I mean, the numbers are there. It's just, it sounds like the Pistons are going to bow out, which I don't know why, but it does make me happy. I don't know why there is kind of a negative association with Ayton. His numbers
are awesome. It's the position, Patrick.
I know. You're 100% right.
Nobody wants to pay it. And, you know, now Detroit has Nolan's Noel, and they have the kid they drafted in the first round. Do they really need to put money in it? They could put money somewhere else. It's distribution of wealth is basically what we're talking about here.
And the irony is they also have Marvin Bagley III. That goes back to who they like very much and played well towards the end of the year. And that goes back to the conversation about the Sacramento Kings when they drafted him out of Duke, right? So.
Yeah, no, I mean, nobody likes – one thing about Sacramento, if you take a player from them, you got a chance to get that player better because it doesn't sound like anybody likes playing there.
Question, and then we're going to move on to the football update on Deshaun Watson and the market volatility and market differences with the Browns. I went through a bunch of books today. It's fascinating. Do Belichick and Popovich have a relationship?
I don't know if they do. I don't
feels
think
like
they
two
do.
That would is the reason I bring it up.
Yeah, they I'm sure if they got in a room together, they would hit it off pretty well. But I don't think so. You know, R.J. Buford, their general manager, was one time really close with Scott Pioli. But I don't know, you know, now that Scott's not in the organization. So I don't know. But they never came. Like Sam Presti came around. You know, he wanted to spend time with Bill. So and Presti's done a nice job at Oklahoma rebuilding that team.
Have you met Pop? I don't think I've asked you that. Have you?
I've never met Pop. No,
he's
I've never met Pop.
Dude,
I would love
he?
To. Yeah, fascinating guy.
You have to like
I'm sure
wine.
He'd give you a great recommendation on wine.
I just said that. Jinx. He is, I think he likes to get after it after the games with a nice bottle of
hey,
vino.
Hey, Brett Brown's headed back down there. It's good to see Brett Brown back in there. I got to text him. It's good to see him back.
76er fans long for the days of Brett Brown after they couldn't wait to get rid of him. The volatility in the Browns market is fascinating. We'll update that and the Watson mess next here at Lombardi Line.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulge indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Lisa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
All right, Brent, thank you. Lombardi Line, this is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. So Patty Mills opts out as DeAndre Ayton to the Nets rumors start to heat up. Today's going to be crazy, my man. Michael Lombardi there in Jersey. Also, I'm going to wet your whistle with something we're going to talk about a little bit later. This was a quote from Miles Sanders. Eagle fever.
Oh, I just talked about this on the pod. So, oh, my God.
Okay, so he said, quote, "We feel unstoppable, like an all-star team." This is the 85 Bears that we're dealing with the Eagles. Oh. The hype is out of freaking control.
Out of control. And, you know, look, I was just reading the Ocean City newspaper here in town, and Jason Kelsey was in Sea Isle yesterday, which is this little town further south. It was like they said it was a rock star entered the town. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, this town is so in love. I mean, when I say this town, this area, and this Eagle hype, and Femi brought up a great point. Femi said, look, I mean, remember when Vince Young said we were an all-star team? What did we say? We're like the, you know, Vince Young had a line for it. It's unbelievable how, you know, does anybody remember at all? I like him on the over. I'll be the first to stand in line to say that, you know. But, Patrick, the other thing that was in the paper here is that they're going to give that Hurts is in line for an extension.
Wait,
like,
what?
They're going to get a mega extension. One of the beat writers from Lahir, he's in line for a mega extension. Do you realize you had 14 first downs in the game against Tampa Bay? That you threw the ball 43 times, you completed 20. Like, you had no offense in that game. Like, at some point, when do we just forget about it? You had the ball 26 minutes or 27 minutes. Like, you can't throw the football. You couldn't throw the ball.
Yeah, I have a fun exercise for you. Of the 9 wins last year, you pointed this out. I love it. Of the 9 wins, go through and look up the 9 wins the quarterbacks the Eagles beat last year. You're not going to find one. You won't find
one. You can't find one.
You literally won't find one.
I mean, and I said this to Femi, and I think we got to remind each other this come time to do the show, is sometimes this the media, because you're seeing it every day, because I live here, it kind of makes you feel like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. This team was so bad throwing the football last year. And when they played against good quarterbacks, six of them, the ball was only on the ground 26 times. I mean, I know Jonathan Gannon got a head coaching interview, but, I mean, could there have been a lack of adjustments by a defense, by anybody? I mean, look, they can run the football. They can't throw it. They were last in the National Football League in passing attempts. They were 25th in yards. They were 25th in touchdown passes.
Well, look, the vibes are real. Check out the full quote. Oh, man, this is Miles Sanders, who you like and is a very good running back.
Good player.
We feel like an all-star team, so we feel great. He continued, we feel unstoppable. I'm not going to lie. The vibes are great. Always has been. Nick Sirianni is doing a great job just keeping the vibes right. The chemistry's good. We compete.
Vibes are so important. You got to have vibes, man. You got to have vibes. I mean, you got to have great vibes.
Like, the vibes are immaculate.
When I come to do the show, I'm thinking, where's my vibes? Like, I got to have great vibes here to do this show. Like, come on, give me a break. How about playing good? You know, like seriously, can you stop anybody? You know, I mean, but I'm telling you now, as quick as, and Thomas Gable can verify this, as quick as they get behind you, remember they were behind Harden, everybody was behind Harden after two games and how quickly it turns?
Mm-hmm.
It'll turn quickly. Now, the schedule. And one of the reasons I like them is the schedule. Matt, if you put the schedule up, I mean, it's really not a challenging schedule.
No,
it wasn't last year either.
No, 9.5 wins is the total. You see the 115, a little juiced up.
Look at it.
Yeah. Soft launch, no?
No doubt. I mean, I know the Vikings, but you get the Vikings at home. Always a different game. The Commanders, that's Carson Wentz. I mean, now you got the Jags at home, the Doug Peterson reunion. He can go out to his statue and make sure it doesn't have any bird dog on it so he could take care of that. And, you know, and you got the Cardinals. That'll be a hard game out there. But, I mean, the Colts, the Packers, I get that, the Titans. The Cowboys is – I mean, it's not a hard one. You can find wins there.
They're your sixth betting favorite to win the NFC at 12-1, the Eagles. They're 25-1 to win a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts getting an extension. He has 60 touchdown passes last year in 15 games.
I know. And Matt Santos just texted me, and he's right. They called him Dream Team. Remember Vince Young named them Dream
Team?
Didn't
they go 8-8 that year?
They signed Nnamdi Asomugha, and they went 8-8. I mean, this is, you know, and I think the lesson here is not to make fun of Eagle fans, but the lesson for us bettors is to temper what we're hearing and the enthusiasm. You know, like, I get it. They've improved their team. But the problem that they have with their team is still the problem that they have with their team. They can't throw the ball.
Just look at who they beat. That's all. And think, when you do look at who they beat, like the Saints, remember, Drew Brees wasn't under center. So, again,
right.
you got to comb through exactly.
Oh, that game was a joke. I mean, they had Trevor Siemian in that. I mean, the Saints had all those guys hurt. They beat no good quarterback last year. None. The six that they played, the ball was only on the ground 36 times. The opposing team threw 16 touchdown passes in those six games. I don't think that's very good, Patrick.
The vibes are immaculate.
The coach, the game against the Bucks, it was, what was it? I mean,
oh,
at halftime,
been,
I think.
That playoff game should have been worse than 31-15 or whatever it was.
I'm going to go back and watch that bad boy today. I mean,
oh, enjoy
that
yourself.
Was 17-0. It was 17-0 at the half, and then it became 31-0. And then all of a sudden, those 15 meaningless points they scored in the fourth quarter has given everybody this enthusiasm. Come on now. Please.
I almost fell out of my chair with the Hurts extension. So there's a talk of Hurts getting extended.
There's a newspaper guy here in town. I'm not going to mention his name, but he's saying they're going to give him it. Like, what evidence, what visual evidence do you want me to look at to tells me that this guy can throw? One of their OTA practices? Come on, please stop. Like, what game do you want me to put on that you say this kid is demonstrating the skill set of a winning quarterback in the National Football? Can he run the ball? Can they run the Oklahoma offense? There's no doubt they do that really well. I get that. Detroit will have a hard time playing them in the opener. Chicago, I mean, they've got it. They're a good team, but they don't have the most important position fixed. It's what I was writing about today with the Browns. I mean, you got a really good team, the Browns. Can you win the Super Bowl? I don't know, but you're in position. You're one of them. You've got a good enough team. If you play Brissett for 12 games, you're not going to win the Super Bowl. You're not going to get there. Why not go out and get Jimmy Garoppolo? You say, well, Jimmy's no good. I can hear them all screaming that. Well, the reality of it is Jimmy might not be, but he's better than what the alternative is. And when you compare Jimmy's numbers to Watson's numbers, they're somewhat similar. Yards per attempt, throwing it down the field, interception percentage, very similar. You know, now Watson runs the ball better, moves it with his feet, but and comparing him to Baker, I mean, Garoppolo is an upgrade over Baker, and you went and you were 11-5 with Baker.
And by the way, this is not to say the Eagles, you know, AJ Brown, Hassan Reddick, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean. It's not to say they didn't have a great offseason. That's not what we're saying. And Michael is going over the 9.5, which is the win. This is a regular season team and a postseason team. There's a big line of demarcation.
I mean, I keep saying they're the Utah Jazz. I really do. They've got a really good team. They're going to win games. But when they get to playoff time and Rudy Gobert can't do anything because he's standing out the three-point line and Donovan Mitchell's got to do everything, that's a problem. Like, they don't have a playoff-caliber team. It's a little bit like I was spending time with some coaches at George Washington University, a beautiful school, right in downtown Washington, an unbelievable place. And we were talking about Doc Rivers and how Doc Rivers is so obsessed with winning games in the regular season to enhance his career, to enhance his win percentage. So he's the ninth winningest coach in all of basketball, but he does nothing to prepare his team for the playoffs. Nothing. See, if he prepared his team for the playoffs, he would win. He would lose some games in November, That's December, right. January to get young players ready that help him in the playoffs. But he wants to keep winning those games, so he plays the bad players. He plays the Paul Millsaps. And then come playoff time, he's wondering why I got no depth. Well, you're the one who has no depth because your ego is so involved with winning games during the regular season. Everything you do with the Philadelphia Eagles should be tailored towards the postseason, but I don't see how it is unless Hurts has this revelation, which he's never had in his entire career. He got benched at halftime for Tua.
That was like a confluence of all your favorites. You mixed in Doc. You even got Tua in the mix. I love that, how you pieced it all together. By the way,
well, I mean, it all makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, yeah, I'm not trying
course.
To. I mean, I'm a Sixer fan, and I'm being critical of Doc because to me, he hurts the team at the most important time. The Eagles are a really good regular season team. They'll play good enough defense, but let's go back to handicapping. You mentioned this to start the segment. Handicapping is about who's the best quarterback in the division. I mean, it's not even close. Dak Prescott's the best one.
That's right.
I mean, let me ask you this question, Patrick. Jalen Hurts, a top 20 quarterback in the NFL, yes or no?
No.
Okay. How do you go to the Super Bowl without a top 20
Probably
quarterback?
Probably 22 to 25-ish, somewhere in there.
I would say that's right. I would say that's right.
21 to 25, somewhere in there. Look, he's got a year to prove it. It's going to be fascinating, but just the fact that you – I was just like, what? They're talking about an extension now before – completed 60% of his passes last year and 16 touchdown passes. I understand the dual threat. Quickly, Deshaun Watson in the NFL could strike a deal on agreed suspension at any time. What I find fascinating, Michael, is the shop down from me, and this is for new bettors, understanding the market shifts and the market differences. Super Bowl odds on the Browns, and Vinny knows the casino by me, were 14-1 yesterday. The South Point, 50-1. 50-1 as compared to 14-1. Understand the differences in the market. It's so important.
We'll talk about that when we come back.
Let's talk about that. Vinny Maliulo, Hall of Famer, is going to join us next here at Lombardi Line. He's fired up today.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, VSiN's got you covered for the summer. Now through July 31st, $19. That's it. Okay, you get Point Spread Weekly, which I was referencing earlier today, but you're also going to get our daily best bets, including Adam Burke's daily best bets in Major League Baseball, NFL preseason coverage. You get Michael's premium articles over there. It's all included for $19. You cannot beat it. It's vsin.com/summer. That's vsin.com/summer. The betting tools, everything's included, so make sure you check it out. You know, as we welcome you back here on the Lombardi Line, he's Michael Lombardi. I'm going to welcome in Vinny in a second. But, Michael, I was talking about the market differences and, you know, the volatility. Yeah. Some books are hedging a little bit with the Deshaun Watson news, which could drop today. But as I mentioned, South Point 50-1 Super Bowl odds on the Browns. Will Hill, a respected book, 18-1. Stations Casino here in town, 14-1. BetMGM, 34-1. How about week one? Cleveland at your Panthers. Circa's got Cleveland laying 2.5. DraftKings has got Cleveland laying 4. What does that go through? That the key number of three. I'm saying it's all over the place right now.
It really is. I mean, and I think it'd be interesting to hear what Vinny's take on this is, but we know this, and this is what I wrote at the top of the column, was the one thing we do know for sure is Deshaun Watson's going to miss games. Now, whether he misses six or the season, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be four. Like, Mark Masick of the Washington Post has done a really good job of figuring out what's going on and kind of reporting it without reporting it. Kind of the league is now in settlement because I don't think the league wants to go to court over this because it could impair Goodell's future's disciplinary action. If they go to court and they rule that he can't really do this, then it affects the CBA, which they've already agreed on.
Hall of Fame bookmaker Vinny Maliulo joins us now. You left me with a cliffhanger. Why is the futures market open for the Browns? But mm-hmm. we took the win totals down or off the board at pretty much every single book. First off, welcome.
Well, good to be with you guys.
Nice to be with you.
Yeah, guys. So the win totals, obviously, there's a lot of talent on the Cleveland Browns, but there's also a lot of drama. And it's, you know, the uncertainty of the quarterback situation, and I'm talking about, you know, whether it's Watson, it's Mayfield, then, you know, Jacoby Brissett sitting there in the middle saying, you know, what the hell's going on?
Or as Michael said, trade for Jimmy G even.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? But, like, yeah, like, but, you know, how does that impact their salary cap situation? Because they got guaranteed money for Watson and things like that. But the thing is this, from our perspective, not knowing who, and by the way, I did say a couple of weeks back when we were talking about this, is there really that much difference between Watson out for a year and Baker Mayfield? I you know what? It's probably Watson's the better quarterback, yes, but he's been out for a year, and it's a whole new a whole new system. There's a lot of variables there. I think the Browns players, I think his teammates like Baker Mayfield and the fact that he's a gamer. I think Browns players have a lot more faith in Baker Mayfield than, say, quite frankly, Dolphins players have in Tua. I mean, when you think about it, faith. I mean, again, I'm not knocking it. It's just when you look at and you look at that dynamic, I think it's something to be mindful of. But getting back to the regular season wins with the uncertainty, are both of these guys going to be quarterbacking, or is one of them or neither of them? I agree with Michael. I think there's going to probably be a situation where the Browns are going to be missing definitely Watson, perhaps Mayfield as well. So, you know, having that number up on the regular season wins, whether it's 7.5 or 8 or 8.5, whatever the case may be, you have to say, okay, hold on, we have to hold up on that. Now, not the futures, because if you can bet on another team in the future book, right, it's one pool, mm-hmm. right? The over and under is a selection. Either it's one, you're going to bet over or you're going to bet under. If you're going to bet in a future pool with 32 teams, you've got to have all 32 teams available for betting. Because, again, what if there's a miracle and they win it? And then somebody, you know, hey, I didn't have a chance to bet the winner of the Super Bowl.
Well, can I follow up with you then?
So,
that's a perfect answer. 50-1, which is fascinating because if somebody was bullish on the Browns, they have to get to the South Point today, whereas it's 14-1 at another shop.
Well,
50-1.
Again, I don't know what, you know, that other shop had in, you know, in terms of early exposure, whatever the case may be. But, yeah, you know, the thing on our side, too, is – You're booking. You're doing some handicapping, and you're also doing some analysis too. And let's face it, you know, we thought that 50-1 is a fair price. Is somebody going to get a bargain? And let's say there's no suspension. Somebody comes in and bets it at 50-1. Did they get a great price? Yeah, they got a great price. But you know what? They still have to get there, and we feel comfortable with it, particularly this far out in the season. But that's the biggest. That's the reason why you just don't take everything off the board. Same thing with Week One, where the Browns opened as as high as 4.5. We opened them at 4.5, and when we put these up over a month ago, and you know it's down to 3. But you're holding up on it because again, you just don't know who is going to be under center For that week one game at Carolina.
So you've got, so Michael, this is fascinating. So again, three, the key number. So circa's 2.5 on Cleveland Lane at Carolina. South Point's 3, which seems like the right number, and DraftKings is sitting 4. So that is within a, within the NFL parlance of betting. I mean, that's a, just a huge spread.
Well, it's easy. It's an easy decision. If you can lay 2.5 and take the 4.
Take the 4, I mean, you're not, of course, and try to find a middle there.
Where most of them are, you know, most games are on that field goal, especially opening day. I mean, opening day, I think, Vinny, has got to be the hardest handicapping weekend of the season. It really is, because you're not sure. Teams don't play their guys in the preseason. You really don't get a feel for where a team is or what they really are at that point based on the preseason. Perception tends to dominate.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so I think. Look, I think the right number, to be honest with you, is what you open it up at 4.5. I mean, I think the Browns are a good team. And if they have a quarterback, I think if they have anybody, I'm with you. I think, you know, the difference between Baker Mayfield, Jimmy Garoppolo, and Deshaun Watson, with Watson missing a year, is probably not that much. That's why, to me, if I were Andrew Barry or Paul DePodesta, the president, I would trade for Garoppolo. Partly because I know Garoppolo, if he's healthy, understand I got to see his shoulder throw it. But if Garoppolo comes in and throws the ball for us, and makes some plays. He's done a good job. He's won a lot of games in the league. You know, and he gives us just what Baker gives us, maybe a little bit more. We got a good enough team to carry him. And then we'll get the draft pick back, whatever we gave, because he'll get a compensatory pick out of it.
You know, what's interesting, too, and the irony of it is that probably the most serious trade talks that occurred were between the Browns and the Panthers for Baker Mayfield. Right, I mean, when you look at what's transpired, you know, this spring. So, yeah, I mean, the uncertainty there, guys, with that, and getting back to week one, Michael, about the rest of the schedule. Yeah, there's you know, the biggest number on the board is 7. It's the Titans against the Giants. Typically, there's value in week one, but with underdogs, and again. This week one is we know that there's a tremendous amount of handle, right? It's the number one regular season handle week. Why? Because the games have been up for 4 months, so that you know, that's easy to determine. But what people are clamoring for football, for NFL football, by them, they tend to overbet as well. There's a couple of events where people overbet. The general public will overbet the NFL. It's week one because they're clamoring for it, and it's the Super Bowl because there's so many options. And again, I'm not saying it's necessarily a bet. It's not a criticism. It just shows the power of that interest and the reason. It's one of the biggest reasons why people get so involved, and they'll be watching. Again, one less exhibition game. There's a completely different, take on the exhibitions in the preseason now, right? Because it was always that week three game was the dress rehearsal game, right? You know, you didn't see regulars in week one. You saw some in week two, typically none in week four. Well, now with one less preseason game, you know, you're trying to gauge just exactly, you know, what's taking place. You're gauging it a little bit different and probably at an accelerated pace during the exhibition season than in when there were 4 preseason games.
You know, Michael, back to Vinny's original point, which I think was astute, and that is the Browns are dealing with drama. Kareem Hunt said, yes, it's definitely stressful for them. It's tough because they're trying to figure out what pieces they got for the season, what plays to put in. There's different plays for Deshaun. There's different plays for Jacoby. There's a lot going on here, Michael.
Well, they need clarity, just like Baker Mayfield needs clarity. I mean, Baker Mayfield could be a Carolina Panther tomorrow if he just okays a contract. You know, and with Baker Mayfield's, you know, he's $3 million apart on a deal. Either you do the deal or you don't. I mean, you got your career ahead of you. You know, you got to figure this out. And the 4th of July, that's about the time that it's got to happen.
Yeah, I think I saw an interview with him yesterday. He essentially said what you've been saying for a while. He's like, that Baker said, that ship has sailed.
It's amazing. Yeah. What was it? A year and a half ago, Browns were in Arrowhead on the verge of beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Look at this team now.
What do you have the Eagles set at? Don't say it. We'll come back and discuss the futures on the Eagles with Vinny next. Here, Lombardi Line. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
listening to the
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay. BetMGM is pitching baseball fans to Vinny. Pay attention, Vinny. Swing for the fences. Register using the code VSIN200 and win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 money line wager on any Major League Baseball game that either team hits a home run. That's going to happen, so you're going to win your $200 as a new bettor. VSIN, VSIN 200 is the code. 10 to win 200. Must be 21 years or older. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credits. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in Nevada, Mississippi. Michael Lombardi there. I'm Patrick Maher. Vinny Magliulo, Hall of Fame bookmaker, joins us. So earlier in the show, I talked about the simulation that you can find over at VSiN.com with Steve Mackinnon, who has a 5-point variable that he considers when talking about these win totals. Now, I'm going to throw a little curveball at Vinny here, Michael. The top three teams projected to go over in Steve Mackinnon's simulation. One will start with Minnesota. Most books have Minnesota set at 9. Where are you, Vinny?
9.
Okay.
Shaded to the over, slightly over.
Steve's projection is 9.9 on Minnesota. I'll start with you, Michael, he's very bullish. He's into Minnesota and the Vikings at 9.9 wins as opposed to the posted 9. Are you in with Mackinnon on the Vikings?
You know, I could see it. I'm a little bit concerned about the new coach, you know, seeing how he's going to handle the situation, the new defense, Ed Donatell, going to see how he handles that. You know, I mean, Kevin O'Connell's probably going to make them a better offense because he does come from an offense. They've got good quarterback and a good running back in Cook, a good quarterback in Kirk Cousins. So they've got weapons. I mean, this is a good team that kind of got better in the offensive line, and I think they're playing in a weak division. So I could, if I leaned anywhere, I would lean towards the over, and I would be closer to Steve than I would be to anybody. I think they've got a chance. I mean, they've got a good football team.
Yep.
Now, they've got some areas defensively that they got to figure out, but they've got a good football team.
There it is. The next one, Steve's list, Seattle. All right. So most books, DraftKings got him 5.5. Where are you at, Vin?
Six.
Okay.
Flat,
and
yep.
He, projection for Steve, is closer to you, Vinny, in the South Point. He's got the Seattle Seahawks winning 6.2 games here, Michael Lombardi. He's going over.
I think Vinny's number's better. I think if they made a quarterback move, I think they would go over the 6. I think the only thing keeping me, because I think Pete's a good coach. I know Pete gets a lot of stuff from a lot of bettors and his game management, and I'm not going to dispute that with anybody, but Pete's proven he's won. And he doesn't have a bad team. I think he's got some pieces. He's fixed his offensive line better, changed coaches, all those things. He's made some adjustments. Now, we'll see if it transposes into more wins, but with the quarterback situation, it's hard to bet over 6.
Okay, and then finally, the next one here, the Giants. You've got the Giants where?
Open them 6.5 over. They're now 7 under minus a quarter.
Minus 125 on the under. Mackinnon's got them at 7.7. So I think this one may surprise Michael a little bit with the Giants.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm not a Daniel Jones fan. I've not been. I mean, do I think they've improved their football team? I don't think so. I don't know. I mean, really, when you break it down, I mean, what have they done to improve? Daniel Jones has got to stay healthy. That's hard. He's got to hold on to the football. 37 fumbles in his career in the league. Are they any good in the secondary? Martindale's going to blitz a lot. I don't know. Can Aaron Robinson hold up a corner? I doubt it. You know, Adoree Jackson, to me, is always an injury waiting to happen. Where are they getting pass rush? Thibodeau, maybe? I don't know. To me, I think winning 7, I think Brian Flores could get coached the year if he wins 7 games.
What's interesting.
I mean, let's put this in perspective, right? So they've only won 22 games the last 5 years. Like, and they have cap problems. This is how disillusional they've been about their own team.
So they bet them over 6.5. That's how we got to 7. Now it's obviously the under is favored there. But they're the 4th choice to win the division at 10-1. A Dallas number 1 at plus a dime, and Philly in second the Eagles at 9-5, Washington at 4.75, but the Giants 10-1 to win the division. So bet over there. And of course, remember, 6 of those games for the total are against their division. So it's kind of interesting where they bet them over on regular season wins, but they are the long shot in the NFC.
And how about the 7.5 at BetMGM on the Giants? Now, you got to pay a big ticket on the juice at minus 160, but 7.5 off your 6.5 opener, that's a game in the NFL. That's a lot.
It's a lot. You know, it is, even with 17.
It's remarkable, right? I don't know, you know, but I don't see how they get to 7. I mean, look, do I think they'll be better offensively? Yes. I think Daboll and Mike Kafka will be a better combination than, you know, Joe Judge and Jason Garrett. I think there'll be a combination of that. But I just think, to me, they've got so many pieces that aren't together yet. And you're counting on Daniel Jones to stay healthy and be the guy. And I'm not sure that the Daboll team that came in there, Joe Schoen, Daboll, the new run organization, that they're bought into Daniel Jones. I think they're going to give it a shot, but I don't think they've got any kind of belief that it's going to stay the same.
Well, they didn't pick up the 5th year, so it's a 1-year trial. he goes to free agency, and he's gone. Right, Michael? I mean, that's essentially what it is.
That's
if they
right.
don't want him, he's out. So I think they – you know what? I think you're right. I think the Giants put themselves in a perfect spot. It's like, prove it, or we're going to move on. Now, Michael and I were discussing – he's very close to Philly, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagle fever is legit.
Yeah.
Is it legit here at the book in Henderson, Nevada?
Yeah, it actually is. Again, when you look at the Eagles, I mentioned now the second choice at 9-5 behind the Cowboys in the NFC East. We're down to 12-1 for the conference, 25-1 for the Super Bowl. It's been a lot of support for Eagles as a a surprise team this year to make the playoffs. And that's what people say, we think they can make the playoffs. They bet them on the regular season wins from 9. To now 9.5 over. So a lot of support for the Eagles. You know, there's three teams, and Matt Eumanns did a piece about a month ago on NFC teams, potentially surprise teams this year. The Eagles were number one. It was the Eagles, it was the Saints, and it was the Vikings. We just talked about, Michael just mentioned about the Vikings. But there's a lot of belief that that the Eagles – between their draft and free agency. I mean, it's all going to come down to Jalen Hurts, right, at the end of the day. Like so many teams, it's all going to come down to quarterback play. And there's folks that believe that this is going to be the year that that he, turns things up a notch. And, you're going to call it a breakout season? Well, we'll find out. But bettors are supporting the Eagles in terms. Now, the first week, they're four-point favorites at Detroit.
That's right.
Is that
where you still are?
That's where
four?
We still are.
Every book I'm looking at right now outside of one is 4.5, but four are pretty much across the board. It's a good bet on the Lions there, week one, my man.
I would say pros are that 4.5 will get gobbled.
You would agree.
Personally speaking, but again, that's a play on a number than a team. But support for the Eagles so far this spring and early summer.
I'm just looking at the numbers as far as week – yeah, the – it's crazy what's happening with that Cleveland and Carolina number. But you heard it, Michael, even here, even in Nevada, 9 up to 9.5 on the book at the Eagles.
I think most people that are playing it are more like I am in that they see the Eagles as that schedule. Their team's good. But are they an elite team? Are you going to have them in your top five power ranking teams? That'd be interesting to see what Steve Mackinnon had in his – I haven't looked at it yet. I can't – I'll go look at it now. But what he had in that, because, the schedule is so favorable for them that it's hard for me not to see them winning 10 games.
I agree.
You got four games against the Giants and Washington, favorites there. Jaguars at the Lions are already a favorite there. So, folks are looking at the schedule, obviously the entire schedule. So, support pretty strong for the Philadelphia Eagles so far. Yeah.
Do you buy into it as much as the market right now?
I don't know if I'd bet them over, but I think that I think they're going to be improved. I think could they potentially make the playoffs? Yeah, I think it wouldn't shock me. If they make the playoffs, but again, I think it's going to come down to Hurts. Would I look at them from I'd look at them more on a game by game basis than the complete body of work. I already said I think the first week is probably going to be a take by more professional bettors.
You got a minute? You gonna take your lovely wife to Saratoga or Del Mar this year?
Well, Del Mar is usually where we all get because it's closer to the most important horse racing meets of the year for a couple of reasons. First of all, you got a lot of 2-year-old races, which obviously set up not just for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and Juvenile Fillies, but also you get an early look at some Derby
contenders.
Favorites, right? The 3-year-olds. Once we get through it, so and of course Breeders' Cup implications, and you got the Travers on August 27th, Pacific Classic September 3rd. So two great meets, real popular for horse racing.
Hall of Famer Vinny Maliulo, you're the best, man.
You guys are Hall of Famers.
Thank you,
Good
Vinny.
To be with you guys.
Come to the book and say hi to Vinny. So I gave you the top three as far as Mackinnon's simulation to go over, Michael. When we come back, he's got four to go under, and I'll compare him with you. That's coming up next here at Lombardi Line. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.